neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
They went and they did. This mother speaks about the sacrifice of Pesach. It says, Vayilechu Vayasu. So now should that be enough if we just mention that they went and they observed the mitzvah? But here it says, they went and they observed it. So you might learn from here, there are two aspects in observing the mitzvah. One is the amount of time that you spend to observe the mitzvah. For example, if you happen to have the privilege to live very close to Beit Knesset, so you come to Beit Knesset, B'zad Hashem, right on time, for Shacharit, Mincha, Arvit, and then you observe the mitzvah tefillah. So now if you live a little before there, so you have to walk. So now every step that you take, then you'll be merited by gaining the reward to walk in Beit Knesset. I mean, the further it is, so that means you gain bigger reward. So that's why he says, Vayelechu, and then Vayasu. They went and observed the mitzvah. So from here we see that the further you live from Beit Knesset,
the better it is.
So now here we see many examples in Torah Musha, such as it says that at the time that Noah, remember Noah? Yes? So after his cruise, he had a little l'chaim. So he drank some wine, and then he fell asleep. And then his two tzaddik sons, they were Shem and Yafet. So they went to cover him. So it says in the pasuk, Vayirah Shem Vayefet, they grabbed the blanket and they covered their father. Vayirah Shem and Yefet. So now here, the grammar doesn't fit. Chazal Baruch. So you should have said Vayichu, because there are two people here. One is Shem and one is Yefet. But it says Vayirah. So what does it mean Vayirah?
Each one of them get the full reward of what they did.
Chazal Baruch, very nice. So now, here we see only one of them got the full reward. One of them.
Shem.
Because here it doesn't say Vayichu. It says Vayirah. So what does it mean? Rashi Kadosh explains that Shem was much more excited about doing this mitzvah to cover his Abba. So now he grabbed the blanket much in a serious way than his brother Yafet. So now here Rashi HaKadosh explains, Shem that grabbed the blanket, the simla, to cover his Abba. So his descendants, they were rewarded by mitzvah tzitzit. Now Yafet, the Chas V'Shalom, will not have the Milchemet Gog U'Magog. So
amen.
So now here, the descendants of Yafet, they will be rewarded the one buried. So now here we see the difference of the mitzvah is very great. Why? Because mitzvah tzitzit, you know what it is? As we said, uritem oto uzchartem. It's like parallel to all the mitzvot in the Torah, all the 613 mitzvot that we learn. Now Yefet, he was just there. He was accompanying the Shem. He was not really into the mitzvah. But here that's why he says Vayirah, talking about one person. So he was just going along with it. So like many things that people join, but they're not there. I mean, the question is, you're in a Beit Knesset or you're not in a Beit Knesset?
But that's a pretty severe punishment.
So that's a big question. I'm sorry?
It's a pretty severe punishment for not having the amount of excitement his brother had.
No, it's always like that.
Descendants and Gog and Magog should...
Yeah, Persian they call it the Siyal Ashkar. That means you're there, but just as the multitude, but you're not actually, you're part of it. They're happening there to show a mass. That's it.
Isn't this a too big of a punishment?
So that's what the hope is. So you see, the big difference here is, are you really participating in whatever that is taking place, or are you just there? I'm just there. Why are you there? Because I was forced to be. I really don't want to be here. But if I won't be here, like people, you know, whatever they say or whatever they think, I'm pushed to be here. But I'm not here. Maybe my physically I'm here, but my mind is not here because I don't want to be here. I have no interest to be here. So he says, they went and they observed it. So that means you get a reward by going. How you go there? You go with excitement, you run. Oh, you know, have to be pushed, you know.
All this matter.
That's what we see here. Yes, exactly. That's what is mentioned in the Torah. Now there's another example. His granddad, Chizkiyahu HaMelech Alav Shalom. You heard about him? Chizkiyahu HaMelech Alav Shalom. So, you see, he was very ill. So then, we see the story in the Gemara that what happened, that Navi comes to him and tells him, you know, that's it. So then he says that he got up and he prayed to Ribbono Shel Olam from the bottom of his heart. And then 15 years was added to his life. And not only that, the whole system of the creation all of a sudden changed. That the sun did not set. So now there was a king at the time in Babel. His name was Baladan. You heard about him? So the king, he sees the all of a sudden the change that the sun did not set. So now he asks, what happened? So they informed him, yes, that's the miracle that took place for Shalom. The Hashem had mercy on him and added to his life because he was just about to leave this Olam. He was just about to die. So now he's typist in the palace. So he was told to write a letter to Chizkiyahu HaMelech in such a way that to send a letter to him saying, Shalom to Chizkiyahu HaMelech, Shalom to Yerushalayim, and Shalom to his great king. This letter was typed and then it was sent by the messenger just about to go out of the palace. The original, the main typist of the Baladan was Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was the sofer. So now he hears that they talk to the letter in such a way. So he tells the king, no, that's not how you write a letter. First you have to say, Shalom to the great king of Israel. And then you have to say, Shalom to Yerushalayim or Chizkiyahu HaMelech. And then Shalom to city of Yerushalayim. So now Nebuchadnezzar take 3.5 steps to stop the messenger, that he would not go and deliver the letter. Why? Because Baladan says, you're right, because one that we have to show respect to is who? The creator of the Chizkiyahu HaMelech, that is the king, the real king. So now, when he took the 3 steps to stop the messenger to deliver the letter, so he was rewarded from Shamayim that his kingdom will continue because of the 3 steps. That was him, and this next one was Evil Morodach, his son, and Belshazzar. These are the terrible wicked kings that caused the destruction of the temple. So these 3 kings, and also Vashti, that was the daughter of Belshazzar. If he would take the 4th step, he took only 3 and some. If he would take the 4th step, he will be rewarded for Vashti, the wife of Ahasuerus, that he would take over whatever that Ahasuerus and Haman they had in mind. So now because he was not able to take the 4th step, Esther HaMalkah replaced Vashti. But Chas v'Shalom, if we take the 4th step, that was it. That was the Chas v'Shalom, the end of Sonei Israel. So right here we see, for 4 steps, he received such a reward that from Shamayim, because he showed that the respect that it should be given to Ribbono Shel Olam, to Hashem Yitbarach, from Shamayim they gave him such a reward. Nebuchadnezzar was only a sofer after Baladan. Now here we see, when the Torah mentions in Parashat Bo, in the last parasha, that they vayelecho vayasu. That means every step that one takes to do the mitzvah, see what a great reward it has. That means la'olmei ad, ever and ever and ever, you be credited for every step that you take toward the mitzvah. And not only that, it's brought in the Gemara. If you happen to go to house of a poor man to give him a tzedakah and really want it to help him, and you go there and you see he's not there, he left, he went to another location, another city, and you cannot find him, from Shomayim they will give you a reward as you give him the donation. Why?
Because you're
meant to do it. So this is the source. It says, Vayelechu Vayasu. What does it mean, Vayelechu Vayasu? So that means when they went, and even they were not able to observe the mitzvah, they'll be rewarded for it. For every mitzvah that you have in mind. Let's say you're planning to go visit the sick, and you go there, Baruch Hashem, he checked out, he went home. But yes, you will be rewarded for Bikur Cholim, for visiting the sick. So that's the greatest reward that one can gain. Just by the intention that one has to observe the mitzvah. Hashem is like, we always be programmed to observe the mitzvah, to say Hashem, and it's going to be Yeshua.
Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.